Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is Allison, and thanks so much for being here. Happy that you decided to join me this evening. I'm going to be doing readings for our listening audience throughout the show. So I want to go ahead and give you the call-in numbers. You can call in toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-327-7602. 530-776-5185, and finally 530-413-4522. And if you didn't get those numbers, just go to bbsradio.com, and right on the front page of BBS Radio under Station 1, all those numbers are listed. And like I say, call into the show. Maybe you have a numerology question, or if you'd like me to do a reading for you, hey, that's cool. That's why I'm here. All right, so I've got a few things to talk about, of course. Number one, I want you all to visit my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and sign up for the free newsletter, because every single month I write out monthly forecasts based upon your personal years, and I've been doing that since the inception of my newsletter almost 10 years ago, and right now, I mean, we've got like well over, I think it's 3,000 people signed up for it, and if I don't write the newsletter, they nag me, they write me and say, where's the newsletter? So, you know, people find the monthly forecast to be very insightful, and a lot of people are following them. So I do suggest that you visit the website, sign up for the newsletter. There's also some great articles on numerology on the website, as well as, you know, when the newsletter comes out, I put some interesting things about numerology in there as well, plus my upcoming guests. So it's a, you know, it's a in-demand newsletter, so and it's free. Hey, can't beat that price, so... Again, that's visiblebynumbers.com. Find the sign-up box. Put your email address in there, and you'll be good to go next month. Okay, so I already heard a beep, so I guess I've got a caller. So I'm going to go ahead and take my caller. Who's calling?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this? You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know if it was me or not. My name's Dolly. How are you?
I'm good, Dolly. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. It's my first time listening to your show. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Do you want me to do a reading for you?
It'd be lovely.
Okay. Can you give me your date of birth, please, dear?
9-14-61.
Okay. 9-14-1961. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty then. So, and it's your first time listening to the show?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, thanks for coming on board. I'm glad you're listening. Okay. Let me see what I can do for you. I'm going to give you a little insight on what I see here based on just your date of birth. I don't know if you realize that you're a 22 life path. Do you know that much about numerology, Dolly?
Yes.
Okay. So you know you're 22, right?
Yes.
All right. So you know that's a big deal, right?
that's the highest spiritual number there is.
Yeah. And that's
I'm
a
aware
lot.
Of.
That's a lot of pressure, okay? Are you still there, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay. That's a lot of pressure to have a 22 as your life path number. And so really, you know, that's speaking about you, and that's saying that, you know, that there is something that certainly you can accomplish in this lifetime that really could benefit humanity. And it would be something that's real and tangible, something you can touch or feel. Or perhaps a building, a healing center. It could be artistic work. It could be books. You know, it really depends on the reflection of the rest of the numbers in your chart. And also this number is saying that you have, you know, an ability to be very grounded, down to earth, and you know how to get the job done, so you're hardworking as well. And it's like master organizer, master builder, master planner, and a visionary. So there's a whole lot of pressure because it's like bringing this dream down of something that you may want to accomplish in this lifetime and not being overwhelmed by the size and the scope of how big it is, because it's going to be huge. And one of the things with this particular number is that that oftentimes people get overwhelmed and they think, well, it's just me. How can I do this? But you've got a little bit of magic mojo in that number, and that actually can help you. You've got a whole lot of help on the other side, and if you work really hard at trying to create your dream, you can actually bring it through. It is one of the numbers that not everybody achieves the 22. You know, it's one of those numbers. It's tough. It's tough to get there. But you do have that potential. And this is large. It's large scale. It's international. It's huge. Okay? Now,
okay.
And you have the psychic stuff going on as well. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, I'm very.
Okay, because you got the psychic.
I'm not saying I'm very, but I'm there.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable with it, but it's taken me years.
Right. Well,
so
yeah.
You have to work at.
Right. But you do have the psychic insight. You get the messages. You get the whatever, however you get your messages. I would guess that maybe you're a little bit clairvoyant. Maybe you see things or get it in dreams or something, because I see a little bit of that going on in your chart. Now, your birthday number is telling me that you know, it's kind of interesting because you have this 22 going on as your life path. Your birthday number is a 14. If you're aware of numbers, you know that that's a karmic number. And so it's kind of saying
a what?
A karmic number.
Okay, yes.
So what that's saying is you kind of brought in this lesson from a past life. And, you know, in the past life, you may have had a problem with discipline. You may have been like a little bit of a bohemian, or you may have some problems with temperance and moderation, or you may have wanted to be free all the time and refused to, you know, settle down or take on any responsibilities, and it really was much to your detriment. So as you come into this lifetime, I do think that you will maybe not vibrate so much to the 5 energy, which is the 14, if you had the 1 and the 4, it's a 5, but more to the 4 energy. Again, being practical, grounded, down-to-earth, hardworking, but yet this number is going to bring a lot of chaos into your life, a lot of ups and downs, sudden unexpected events. A lot of change comes in. You've got to be adaptable and flexible and willing to make changes in your life, because that number is going to demand that you do that. But at the same time, you got to use moderation and temperance with everything. You can't overindulge, especially with the physical body with that number. You try to
don't.
Okay, yeah, and usually people with 14s, they really have very strict rules about overindulging in general. It's almost as though you know, because you did it in a past life, so you're not about to do it in this life.
Correct.
Now, your challenge number, your major challenge in life, which is really what I would want to address, is somewhere in your early years, in your youth perhaps, your confidence, your self-worth and your self-esteem was eroded, that somehow you came away from the early part of your life not really having confidence in yourself, or maybe not loving yourself or putting yourself first or something along those lines. Okay, so you were kind of made to feel worthless in your early years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your biggest challenge in life, is to give that back to yourself, to work through that. And obviously, you're not going to achieve the 22 unless you have confidence. So it's really
and
important.
Love yourself.
Yes, love you. Take care of you. Make yourself important. You don't care what anybody else thinks. It's only what you think. And so you kind of got to, like, take all of the garbage from the youth and the abuse and throw it in the garbage can and redefine who you are by your words, not anybody else's, and have confidence in yourself. You understand?
That's what I have been doing. That's why I feel the energy is so big around me. It's light. The energy is so good.
Good, good.
Because I have learned to love myself, and I am a good person, and I have a lot to bring to the table.
Good. Well, that's overcoming that challenge. But you always, and make no mistake, that as you move through life, you're always going to have to be your biggest cheerleader on that. You're always going to have to remind yourself of that, because there will be times when you'll backslide a little. So always believe in yourself. I really see a lot of spiritual energy around you, especially during this particular time in your life, okay? And I don't know if there's opportunities with international, but certainly I would really want to look into any avenues of international over the next, how old are you right now?
I'm 48.
Okay, couple of years. And I almost see success as well coming for you. And quite often, you know, very successful in your latter years. And we're talking rising to the top, being in charge, money, power coming to you. And it appears as though it comes more after the age of 51, okay? Now, one thing that you've got to remember as you move into that energy after the age of 51 is to set goals. Work to accomplish them and set some more goals, okay? Because you definitely have to challenge yourself, okay? And stay efficient and organized and on top of it and work hard. You're in an 8-year this year. And more importantly, when you're in the 8-year, it's as above, so below. This is a year of karmic balancing for you, okay? So what, it is usually a lot of rewards, money, recognition, possible promotions that come in an 8-year. But it's all contingent upon what have you been doing over the past 7 years. As long as you've been working hard and you've been ethical, and you, it's kind of like a year of reaping what you've sown. So if you've been a really good girl, it's kind of like Santa Claus.
Cool.
You're not going to get coal in your stocking, but if you've been bad, you might not experience the 8 years being quite as abundant as it can be. So, but for the most part, people experience this as good things are coming to you this year. This is your year of recognition. And really, by the end of this year, you should feel good about yourself, because one of the things this year helps with is your self-esteem, okay? It helps with your self-esteem. Because people are patting you on the back and saying, good job, right? Okay, now do you have any specific questions or anything about the upcoming months, or?
I get, do you see anything like, I'm looking for my twin flame soulmate. I've been married once, like 24 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really looking, I'm older now. I'm really looking for that right person where we complement each other.
Sure. When I look at your upcoming months, certainly in July, which is this month, it is a 6 around you, so that usually can bring a committed relationship. But if I was looking for soulmate, twin flame, I would really point to December, because that is your 11 month, and usually that can bring in, you know, a very powerful soul love affair, or, you know, that can bring you your soulmate. So I would just definitely point to December. And I would hope that you would meet somebody in this year, because as you move into next year, that's not going to be a year when you're going to want to start a relationship, my dear. That's going to be a year where you're going to want to finish up some stuff and get ready. Because next year is about the endings and completions. It's about letting go of things you don't need. And it's going to prepare you for that new pinnacle you're going into with all that, you know, this new opportunity that will be coming to you, plus, you know, more power, more money, more success.
And then you're going to be moving in to Arizona in June of 2011.
Well, in June of 2011? Okay, that'll work. All right. So you're preparing for some new stuff. So, and in the process of preparing, next year is all about kind of letting go. So letting go of where you live, moving to the new place, getting prepared, making space for the new stuff that's coming into your life, okay? So that's
I'm
what
so
I would
excited.
Tell you, Dolly. Well, did all that
sounds
make sense
great.
To you, darling?
Do you see any unexpected money, like winning money, like in my chart at any time? Or
well, and when you're in an 8-year, be aware of the fact that sometimes money comes to you in strange ways. It can be like you're being rewarded. So you may have money you forgot about, money that, like maybe you have something and you find out that it's worth a lot of money, maybe an investment that you might want to sell, and all of a sudden you can't believe how much you're going to get for it. So I do see money coming to you this year, and if, you know, I would even really kind of point to September, especially in September, okay? But as far as, like, going out and gambling, I wouldn't really recommend that in an 8-year, because it's usually in an 8-year, it's something you earned. It's something you had to work for. It's not usually, you know, gambling sort of a year, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. And do I just hit one so I can listen to the show?
Whatever they told you, yeah. Okay, thanks for calling, Dolly.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, honey. All right, bye. All right, so so those of you that you know, maybe are listening to the show for the first time and maybe you don't know what numerology is, you know, just really quickly, it is founded on the teachings of Pythagoras. And he lived in 560 A.D., and it has roots to cultures such as Rome and Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And somewhere in the early 1900s, Dow Balliet, she was a student of the Bible, she was a student of Pythagoras and Plato and other philosophers. She pioneered teachings about the spiritual qualities of numbers, and it's from her studies, and people like Julia Seton, Florence Campbell, Juno Jordan, they were all fundamental in our understanding of numerology as we use it today. So numerology is the ancient science of numbers, and it's based on the teachings of Pythagoras. And basically, names and numbers are symbols. And they're symbols for energy. And your energy is found in your date of birth and in your name that you were given at birth. So basically, you know, your numerology is kind of like your soul speaking to you. It's telling you what the plan is. It's telling you what your cosmic code is and why you're here. So there's so incredible, tremendous amount of information that comes in with a numerology chart, what it's trying to share with you, your own personal numerology chart, is extraordinary and very insightful and very helpful because it helps to validate who you are as a person. So it's a really wonderful thing. All right. Oh, I did forget to do something here. Sorry. I forgot to mention a few upcoming events. And I do want to mention these. On Friday, July 31st, at 10 o'clock in New Britain, Pennsylvania, at a place called Circle of Miracles, I'll be doing a workshop about identifying your heart's desire and following your greatest joy. And after the workshop, I am scheduled to do some private readings, I think in the afternoon. And if you live in the southeastern Pennsylvania area and Philly, New Jersey, you may want to, stop by and say hello. And I certainly recommend Susan Duvall seminars for anybody that lives in the area because she really brings some of the best in the metaphysical arena, some of the greatest spiritual teachers. Her seminars are just uplifting, they're enlightening, they're amazing. So I do recommend that you all go to SusanDuvalSeminars.com. That's SusanDuvalSeminars.com. And check out her schedule of events. But more importantly, I'm going to be there on the 31st doing this workshop and some readings. So if anybody's interested, check that out on her website. Another thing that I was asked to do, and I'm really kind of excited about this, it's the second annual Lightworkers Joy Retreat in beautiful central New York in the mountains in October when all the leaves are turning. And this is October 11th, 8th through the 11th. And this information, I'm going to get it posted on my website, but if anybody wants some information on this, they're more than welcome to email me, and I'll send you a copy of the flyer. Some amazing speakers. It is basically a light workers retreat. So if you are a light worker and you just kind of want to go and hang out with other people, like-minded people, this is really a wonderful opportunity. And I'm so honored that they asked me to come and share my insight about numerology. And I'm very excited about it. So, if you're interested in what it's all about and who's going to be there, and oh my God, amazing people are going to be there. It's the second annual Lightworkers Joy Retreat, October 8th through the 11th, and that's in central New York. So just email me, and I'll get that information to you. Last week on the show, we had medium Mark Anthony on the show, and he did readings for our listening audience, and oh, my God, he was fantastic, and I was just really slaughtered with emails and comments all over Facebook, And so I'm really happy to say that I talked to Mark, and he's coming back on the show. I think we got it planned in September. So I know that those of you that listen to that show, you'd be happy to hear that. And that's one of those shows you might want to listen to in the archives. Not that all of the shows are wonderful. They really are. But you might want to listen to that show in the archives because he really did some pretty fantastic mediumship readings. And it's always nice to hear the validation because there was a lot of evidence. There was a lot of very specific information he brought through, and I'm always happy to be in the company of a very good medium, and I would certainly consider him to be a good medium. And next week on my show, I have this lovely, lovely lady. Her name is Shirley Enenbrad, and she's the author of Over the Rainbow Bridge, which is the story of her child, Corey. And Corey, unfortunately, he developed cancer quite young in life, and it's about the journey that they took through his illness and his inevitable death, and the messages from heaven that Corey shared with her. his drawings. This young man faced death valiantly, but also he was inspirational, wise beyond his year. He was an extremely unusual child. The book is absolutely fantastic. When I read it, I was very moved by it. I'm very excited to be bringing Shirley to the show next week, so you're not going to want to miss that. I think it's going to be a really amazing show. All right. Okay, so like I was saying earlier, that I am going to be doing readings for anybody that's listening, and also I'm always happy to answer your questions about numerology. So if you want to speak to me live, you can call in at 888-815-9756. You can call in at 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. Now, I did get a question from one of our listeners, and she was asking about the numbers 2 and 6 and how they are related to divorce and friendships. And it's interesting. When you look at the number 6, we associate that with home, hearth, and family, and with marriage and children, and responsibility to the family, but it also is a number that's very heavily associated with divorce. It's very interesting to me that people get married in 6 years and they also get divorced in 6 years. And whenever the 6 is around in your chart, it always brings your relationships to the forefront. And if they're good relationships, they last. And if you have a relationship that's not built on solid ground, well, you can have some problems with your relationship whenever the 6 is around. Now, when we're talking about 2, they do make the best friends, people that have 2 energy. They are very supportive people. They really kind of always say nice things. They're always there for you. They're interested. They listen. They're very safe, comforting kind of energy. And so 2 is the number of friends. But also when the 2's around, sometimes if you're in a 2-year, sometimes if you're even in an 11-year, this can bring in a marriage. It can bring in a soulmate relationship, more, you know, very strong soulmate energy there. And certainly the same thing can go sometimes when the 2 is around, a partnership as well, like a business partnership. So that was answering her question. Let's see, what else did she want? Oh, yeah, she was talking about the 8 karma. The fact that the number 8 is an 8, it's a karmic number in the sense that the 8 is the infinity symbol, and it's basically saying as above, so below. And we all know that in 2008, there was a whole lot of karma going on with the financial markets. And as it came to light, there was a whole lot of unethical behavior going on behind the scenes with the real estate, with the markets, with bonds, with all of that. And that led to the inevitable crash of the real estate market, and certainly put a huge damper on the financial markets and banks and whatever. Well, that was karma come a calling for large institutions. So whenever we get the 8 energy around us, whether it, and it can come in many, many ways. It can come in personal months. It can come in your personal year and your essences and your pinnacles. And at any given time when the 8 is around, there can be some karmic balancing. So, you know, the one thing that you, if you don't want to worry about it, just remember, it's about, you know, reaping what you sow. So sow good things. If you're always ethical, if you always do the right next right thing, if you're always kind, you will receive that in return, okay? So always remember that. That is a golden rule. Whatever you send out is what you're going to get back. If you send out judgment, you're going to be judged. If you send out criticism, you're going to be criticized. If you try to, you know, make a business deal where it's not fair or not right, that money is going to be taken away from you in spades. So, you know, most often this is, comes in an 8-year, and I see a lot of people that end up going bankrupt in an 8-year or having severe financial difficulties, and quite often in an 8-pinnacle as well. The 8 is about money and power. It's about abundance, but it also has that karmic balancing going on. You are being, your feet are being held to the fire, and you've got to do the right thing when you have that 8 energy around. Otherwise, you know, it's going to take it out on you in spades. So, and she did ask a question also. I love somebody that asked somebody, and these are really good questions, actually. that the seven is lucky. And I would not necessarily say that the seven is lucky. I would say, you know, we often, you know, we know when we go gambling, seven, you want a seven, seven's lucky. But in numerology, I wouldn't call it lucky. What the seven says is that what you need will be given to you. It'll be manifested for you. You don't have to go trying to find it. It just comes to you. So it's a little bit of a wild card when it comes to money. But sevens can't do high risk ventures. And sevens for the most part, anybody that holds seven energy, they really don't care that much about money. Their lot in life is entirely different from everyone else's. It's more of a spiritual thing. It's more about using your mind. It's not necessarily placing a huge amount of emphasis on career. It's kind of being connected to the ethereal realms, kind of being like a little walking, talking guru. And so money is not necessarily a big deal with a seven or someone with heavy seven energy. But what you need regarding money will be given to you when you have the seven around. And yeah, that can be lucky sometimes, being in the right place at the right time, or maybe winning money that you need. So I wouldn't necessarily call it a lucky thing, but I would say it does manifest money faster than some of the other numbers. But like I say, it's a little bit of a wild card, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Okay. So that answers Cassie's questions, and I know that I heard a beep, so I'm going to take my next caller. So who's calling, please?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I think it's time for a new reading. This is Sue from Ohio.
Yeah, I know, Sue. Why don't you give me... Why don't you give me your date of birth again?
3/29/41.
Okay. Okay. And you said 1941?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Long time ago.
A few. You know, it doesn't seem so old to me. I'm sorry, but I'm, you know.
Good.
I'm getting older every day, too, so it's like, whoo. My how time flies. Okay. So this year for you, when we're looking in scheme of years for you, is really an 8 year, okay? So one of the, and we were just talking.
Oh, no, I just heard you talking about
yeah, you're like, oh, geez. But you just kind of got to look at it like, hey, as long as you've been a good girl, Santa Claus is coming to town, okay? And it should be a good year. Most people experience it as being a very good year. Now, what you usually find is that even people that don't have jobs, usually even their friends or maybe their social group, they recognize them, they give them pats on the back, they say job well done. There's a lot of recognition that wants to come to you this year. And I really do feel that money might be coming in from the past, or might be coming in even maybe where you forgot about it, but it should end up being a fairly good financial year for you. Now, right, and the one thing that I want to talk to you just a little bit about is your creativity, because I want to just go back to that challenge with you. And I'm, you know, to be happy, to be joyful, to be all of those things. You know, one of the things I would really kind of, when I see the challenges here is, continue to be creative as possible, you know, whether, you know, sometimes we can be creative creating things with our hands. Sometimes it can be decorating a room. Sometimes it can be writing. But I want to just kind of encourage you to be really creative because, you've got that energy around you, and I just really feel that's going to kind of lighten your spirits. I really also feel there's you've got the family all around you. You're one of those people that have some very blessed final numbers in their chart, because we kind of go through these numbers.
Say that again, Allison.
You have some, your numbers, when you get to your final pinnacles, like we all hit this last pinnacle and we're in it for the rest of our life, your final pinnacles are actually very positive and very protective of you. Even financially, they want to be protective of you. It wants to bring in blessings to you. It wants to bring the family around. So it's about you being shown that you're cherished for all the love that you've given. is trying to return that love to you. So I just kind of see the family and love all around you, you know, for even in your, you know, for as long as you stay on this planet, you've got very positive energy around you. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Is that it?
Well, do you have a special something with the family this month? Do you have a special gathering with your family this month?
We had one for my husband's birthday, his 70th birthday, over the 4th. But we have our oldest son and his wife are coming first part of September.
So, see, there you go. So, because I see the family around as well. So, that enjoy that.
I don't know
okay?
what I'd do without my family.
Well,
and my extended family.
Exactly. Well, it tells me you're loved, okay? That's one thing I see here is how loved you are and cherished, especially in your latter years. They'll always support you. Whatever you need, they're there for you. And that's really what your chart is saying really strongly about you, okay?
Okay. Thank
All right, well,
you,
thank you. You're welcome to call in again.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Okay. I'm seeing, you know, a lot of people... you know, they tend to fixate on money, okay? Let's talk a little bit about the numbers and how they attract money. And, you know, you guys might find this interesting. When we look at the number one, you know, and all right, let's say you're sitting there and you have no idea if you have any of this energy. You don't know if you have a one or a two or a three. Just look at the day that you're born. I mean, that at least gives you one number in your chart, okay? So if you're born on the 1st, obviously you have one energy, okay? If you're born on the 10th, if you add those two numbers together, it's a 1, okay? Same thing goes, like, if you're born on the 23rd, you add the 2 and 3 together, you got a 5, okay? So you can at least know one of the numbers in your chart. So when we're talking about how numbers relate to money, when we're talking about the 1, you know, it is usually something that there could be a really good enterprise or business or something that, you know, a 1 really kind of pulls prosperity to them, okay? But usually it tends to be a monetary advantage. But sometimes it's about doing it by your own hand, meaning, yeah, I can make a lot of money, but it's something I've got to do, start my own business or do it along those lines. Now, when we look at the number 2, this is really considered to be one of the least positive numbers for money, because usually there's delays around the energy of the 2 or disappointments sometimes around the energy of the 2. It's one of those years where the tide is out, okay? So if you've got a 2-year, the tide's out with money. So, you know, really, in all honesty, that is done. That's, and also that's another number that you got to work for your money. It's not given to you. You know, you've got to put in some time. You got to put your nose to the grindstone. You have to work to earn the money when you got the 2. Now, when you look at 3s, if you got 3s in your chart, or you're born on, let's say, the 3rd or the 30th or something like that, this is easy money. Hello! Because this is where luck comes in. Sometimes, you know, going to the casino or in winning lotto or something, okay? It's easy money. But also, there tends to be a little bit of up and down with the 3 energy because 3s are kind of notorious about spending it and not necessarily wisely, okay? So sometimes, and also they're not focused. Sometimes 3s get distracted really easy. So sometimes there can be ups and downs with money. But the 3 is one of those numbers that's really good for manifesting abundance or manifesting money into your life, because when you think of the 3 energy, it's a very positive energy. It always sees the good in all things. It always thinks the sun will come out tomorrow. So if you really believe that you're going to win the lotto, chances are you might if you got a lot of 3 energy. Or if you think that the deal is going to go good or you're going to get a really great price for your house or whatever the case might be, having positive thought manifests money into your life. And so 3s are naturals at that. So it's, and this is one of those numbers you don't have to work for it, okay? It just kind of seems to follow 3s. It flows into your chart. But like I say, sometimes as fast as it comes, the 3 will spend it. I'll tell you a really quick story. I was on a spiritual cruise. I believe it was in 2005. I think there was about 153 people on the cruise with us. I was the numerologist, and I had taught a series of advanced classes, I think 4 or 5 of them. And on our final class, I was kidding around with my class, and I said, you know, if you're, and you know, on cruises they have casinos. So I said to my class, you know, if you're thinking about going to the casino, I said, those of you that got fours in your chart, I'm going to tell you right now, don't even bother because you're not going to win because you got to work for your money. And I said, and I pointed out to one girl in the class that had three energy. Her name was Cece. And I said, if you, you know, what I would do is I'd actually give Cece the money and let Cece go play it. I said, because she's lucky. She's the one that's going to, money will flow to her. And so, you know, it was just part of the, just kind of sharing a few little funny things at the end of the class. Well, a little bit later on, I met everybody for cocktails, and everyone was laughing up a storm. And I said, what is so funny, guys? And Cece said, well, I just went to the casino. She says, I took your advice, and she won. And I don't know if it was $500, $600, but she won. And everybody in the class thought that was really great, and I thought it was really great, too. So that just goes to show you that threes are lucky, and money just seems to flow to them rather easily. Now, when we're talking about fours or anybody's got four energy, this is not easy money. It's all about work and discipline. So you got to work for your money. But here's the good thing. It's steady. It's solid. It's enduring. Usually fours don't lose their jobs. They usually don't get laid off. And usually they're very frugal. They put their money in all the right places. They know how to grow their money. Usually the fours are the ones that we all go and borrow money from because usually they're the most financially stable. But they do have to work for their money. It isn't given to them. Now fives, that's a good number for money. It's good for, you know, profits. It's good for taking a chance, taking a risk. So fives are a little bit like the gamblers. You know, sometimes they just have a hunch. They know something's going to work out. They take a chance on it. Usually it's a business adventure, and usually they do very well. But there can be ups and downs with the five because, again, the five isn't very disciplined. It doesn't do really well. They have some problems being frugal. They tend to be spendthrifts. So money comes and goes with a five. But the one nice thing is you might be down, but you'll be up again if you got the five energy going on. Now, six is really wonderful for abundance. It's when you have sixes in your chart, usually it's a signal or it's saying that you didn't have any past life debts. Usually it's saying that you were really, really good in a past life. And there seems to be some blessing that's upon you when you have sixes in your chart. And so finances usually are not a big deal for sixes. Money does flow to them easily. So if you got sixes in your chart, that's a good thing. And also it's a good thing. It's saying a good thing about you. It's saying that you really, in your past lives, you kind of deserve to have abundance flowing into your life. Now we got into the sevens. We already talked about that. That sevens are given what they need to survive, to put a roof over their head, food on the table. Sevens actually can be very prosperous and actually have very prosperous careers, but it's usually in a very specified arena. It could be being a numerologist. It could be being a scientist. It could be a specialist of some sort. And they usually can make a lot of money that way. But for the most part, what a seven needs is given to them. They don't have to work for it. We talked about eight, okay? This is the one where, you know, this is big bucks. And eight is the number of rags to riches, meaning you could be destitute and living in a cardboard box. So if you've got eights going on in your chart, you know, if you get your ducks in a row, you start working towards achieving goals, setting goals, working towards achieving them, you usually can leave a legacy behind of accomplishment, okay? So whenever the eight is around, it allows us to move forward in life. It helps us to move forward, even in our careers. Eight pentacles are usually very good for bringing money to you. But again, that whole karma thing is present in that energy. Now, nines is another number that's really, again, 3, 6, and 9 are the very key numbers that attract money. So you kind of want them in your chart if you want money, okay? Because nines attract money with no problem. As a matter of fact, fame, fortune usually fall into the energy, you know, the energy field of the nine. So, and usually money comes in strange ways to a nine, sometimes through inheritances or gifts. Usually they have a golden touch with whatever they do. Usually there's huge rewards when you've got the nine energy going on in your chart. So that's how numbers relate to money. And if you know what's in your chart, you know, and basically what we're talking about here, yes, you can look at your birthday number, that gives you one of your numbers, but you would want to know, what is my life path number? What's my expression number? What's my heart's desire number? What's my personality number? What are the numbers that makes up my energy field and therefore makes up my experience? And certainly we can even look into the pentacles and we can say to ourselves, okay, what is the energy that comes in the pentacles? This is the energy that creates our experiences. Because sometimes maybe money's not written in your core numbers, the numbers that make you the person that you are. But the money is written into the pentacles, meaning a certain time of your life when it wants to flow to you. You know, and I'm a pretty good testament of that in the sense that I was in a four pentacle once for 9 years. And let me tell you, I had to work for the money, honey. I mean, I was working overtime. I barely had days off. I remember there was a lot of limitations with money. It created there was never enough. And I was working my butt off during that four pentacle. We switch it up, you know, and I actually am in a one pentacle now. And what I find is that money flows much more abundantly in the one pentacle than it ever did in the four. So sometimes you have to look to see also in your pentacles or your personal years. Energy comes in so many different places in your chart. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions with people is they know what their life path number is. And on some level, they think that that defines who they are. Well, that's a tiny piece of your puzzle. That is not the whole story. And it's really when you take a look at the chart as a whole, and we're talking all the numbers that make you up as a person, your life path, your birthday number, your expression, heart's desire, your personality. We're also talking about things like your transits, your essences, your pinnacles, your personal years. It's all a very intricate plan that your soul made up prior to coming into this lifetime. And it kind of tells you, you know, this is the outline of your life. This is the direction you're going in. This is why you're here. These are the obstacles that you may encounter during your life. These are your talents and abilities and the things that you have. Because, you know, it doesn't matter what happens in life. We have everything that we need inside of us to handle any kind of adversity. So even when there's adversity written into a chart, that person always holds the energy to handle whatever that is. And there's always a reason for it. It's to teach us something. Or sometimes, you know, what people don't understand is they think that the world has come to an end because they've lost their job. But 9 times out of 10, it was a job they weren't happy in. 9 times out of 10, it was a job that didn't fulfill them. 9 times out of 10, they wouldn't have quit that job ever because they have debt or they have a house payment or whatever the case may be. So they're stuck in this box, in this job, paying these bills. And they never would take the leap of faith and quit that job to try to find something better, something more fulfilling, something that would make them happier. So when they lose the job, it's the greatest tragedy ever. But then if you check in with that person a couple years later, you're going to find that they're the happiest they've ever been, because whenever you close one door, a new opportunity comes along. And so if you were stuck in that job and never looking for a new job, you would never get a new job. However, if you lost your job, that's going to force you to start looking for a new job and perhaps find the one of your dreams. Same thing goes with relationships, that, you know, we are in relationships. And, you know, divorce is not easy. You know, it's kind of tearing down your life, starting over again. And a lot of us are lazy. We're complacent. It's a lot easier to be in a relationship that's not fulfilling than it is to go through all that hassle of moving out, getting a different place to live, all the hassle, the emotions and things. But if you're in a relationship that's not fulfilling you, then you're never going to find Prince Charming or your soulmate. So sometimes relationships end. And again, tragedy, hello, tragedy, my life has ended. No, it hasn't. In order to get you to go to meet Mr. Prince Charming, you have to let go of the frog. And sometimes God, in his infinite wisdom, he knows that we're anal. He knows that we don't like change. He knows that it freaks us out. So he comes along and he jostles us and he kind of brings these changes into our life. And whether you believe it or not, these changes are written into your charts. You planned it. It's just you don't know you planned it. And so when I say God in his infinite wisdom, it's God in you. You guys planned it together. And so these are really important things that come into your life to take you somewhere where you need to be and to help you to grow, to push you along the lines of your destiny. All the experiences that come into your life are much needed in order for you to come and fulfill this wonderful plan that you wrote in your name, in your date of birth, i.e., your numerology chart. So, you know, it's a very wonderful thing. It's totally my passion. You can tell I love it. So anyhow, amazingly, it's 8:55, time for me to go. So I just want to say to everyone that remember that next week Shirley and Brad is going to be on the show. I'm telling you that Corey, her son, his story is so incredibly awe-inspiring and amazing. And you're not going to want to miss that show, and I'm just delighted. I mean, I really recommend that you even check out her book because it's an amazing, uplifting, wonderful story. It's a little difficult to read because, you know, Corey is sick, but nevertheless, he was an inspiring child. And that's on next week, so I really kind of encourage you all to come back for that show. Everyone that called in tonight, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that your readings, you found them to be insightful. Everyone that's listening, thanks so much for tuning into the show. I appreciate you guys, and I know a lot of you listen in every single week, so hi, everybody. And I'll be back again next week, and in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings, everyone. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.